Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Praise God. Great is thy faithfulness. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and First Lady Leticia Spencer, to all of the ministers, to the evangelists, to the prophets, deacons, to the evangelist team, to the mothers, praise team, intercessors, to the youth, to our men, ADM frontline, to our women's team, members, families, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia, and Africa, and Kenya, South Africa. Good morning. Good morning to USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that muck and miry clay. Oh, yes, it was God this morning that touched each and every one of us with his finger of love, started us on our way, closed us in our right mind. Oh, yes. And as we look around on today, nothing is missing, nothing is broken, but everything is put and fitly into place this morning. So as we come boldly before the throne of God, giving the praise, the honor, the glory, and the thanks for all things that he do each and every day. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you this morning?
Good morning to you, Pastor Smith. I'm truly blessed this morning just to see another day. Our Father, who are in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day that you forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from all evil. For thou the power and the kingdom and the glory forever. Amen. First of all, I give Jesus Christ, give him the honor, who's truly the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to my pastor, Pastor Apostle Temple. I give honor to the First Lady of ADM, Leticia Spencer. I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and to your wife, Pastor Barbara Smith, and to each and every one that's tuned in, and everyone in ADM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, to the throne of thanksgiving, God. Thanking you, Lord, just for another day's journey, God. Thank you for just touching us this morning, God, and letting us arise this morning, God. You didn't have to do it, but you did it. And we just thank you for it this morning, God. Thank you, God, for letting us arise, God. Another opportunity in you, God, just to say thank you. Another opportunity in you to just to say hallelujah, God. Another opportunity in you, God, just saying thank you for another blessing. I don't know about say, then you didn't have to do it. God, we thank you this morning, God. So as you rise, us, let us arise this morning, God. Let us all of us, I'm okay, God, begin to thank you, honorable God, for the things you have done for us.
and the things that you are doing in the most Sinai, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, God, this morning, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift every man to the most, the man of God in the most, every woman of God this morning that is walking in the most in you, God, that is pouring out your truth this morning, God. We come to the Revoche. Lift them up out of our Sinai. Out of Revoche, God, don't let them come down off the wall, God. Let them continue to cry out, God. Out of Revoche, to cry your truth out in the mighty name of Jesus. As they pull your truth out, God, let us receive your truth, God. Live your truth, God, and walk your truth in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every child that it is this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you constantly shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, keep your arms around them, God. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. As they walk to the Revoche, go to school this morning, God. Let your angels go for her in the mighty name of Jesus. Guide them into the Revoche now. Guide them into the schoolhouse, God. Shield them in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your mercy, God. In the Revoche, come to the Revoche. Oh, because we realize, God, we don't always know. We don't always do the things that is right and good and perfect in your sight, God. We thank you for your forgiveness this morning in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that created us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you this morning. Hey, glory be to God. Thank you, God, for being that mind regulator for us this morning, God, and that heart fixer, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning, about let your anointing fall like never before on us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as we cry out to you, God, like never before, cry out like it's our last day here, in the name of Jesus, God. We truly need you in these last and evil days, God. Touch us, God, this morning, God, like never before, God. Oh, hallelujah, this morning. Somebody in the Moshe, God, had a hand of Moshe in my heart just to say thank you this morning. Somebody this morning in the Moshe, I had a hand enough Jesus in them that can say hallelujah anyhow, in spite of my circumstances, God, in spite of my shortfalling, God. We thank you this morning in the Moshe in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Have your way this morning, God. And oh, God, in the Moshe, move us out the way, God, in the Moshe, as we give to the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Haraboche, in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, I ask that you walk into the hospital of the mighty. Walk down the aisles, God. Touch in the name of Jesus, God. Heal and look at Haraboche in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your healing power, God. Yet it's still we're standing on your word, God. Knowing that we are already here, God, of my side. Oh, God, how we thank you this morning, God. Have your way like never before, God. Hey, God, of my side. God, stir us up this morning, God, in the Moshe, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Stir us this morning, God. God, set us on fire, in the Moshe, God, with your fire, in the name of Jesus, God. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, in the Moshe, God. Have your way, God. Yes, we're yielding this morning, God, like never before, God. Oh, watch us, God, in the Moshe. Continue to watch us in your blood, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, give your people traveling mercy, those that are going to and fro, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. Help us this morning, God. We're out of the motion. Let us love like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pull every stronghold down this morning. We pull part of our top. We hear the book of the motion. We dismiss hate, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And let your love come on in, God. In the name of Jesus, God. How we cry out this morning, God, for your people's everywhere. Hey, glory be to God. I stop our deaf ears, God. That we may hear your words, that we may hear you call us every kind of emotion. And when you call us, God, every kind of emotion, may let us begin to say, yes, you will, God. Yes, you will this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you like never before, God. In the Sunday, let us continue to have a praise upon our lips, God, and a melody in our hearts, God. I ask you this morning, Lord, lift up bow down, hey, out of my Sunday. Lift our heads up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the Lord, God, let your joy run out in our spirit, God, this morning, God. So we realize, God, the joy of the Lord is our strength, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God. In your word, you said, let the weak say, I am strong. I don't know what to say. Victorious in you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We lift up our family members this morning, God. Continue to wash them in your blood. Save, deliver, set free, God. Ain't no kind of emotion. Do that mind regulator for them also in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every phone calls of the world this morning, God. And we say, God, have your way, God. Ain't no kind of emotion. Oh, God, break every stronghold. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray this morning, God, the blood of Jesus, God, is over every head, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning for breaking it. Break it right now for me, God. Pulling down, God. Blocking up this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, thank you this morning, God. We say thank you, Lord, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you go into the mental and attention home, God. Yeah, the kind of emotion. Touch their minds, God, this morning, God. Somebody's mind on the left, God. But I know that your mind regulator that can bring their mind back this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue, God, to separate the kind of emotion. Separate us, God, of emotion from things that are not like you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Separate us, kind of the most high, from things that are not walking according to your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us, kind of the most high, make up our mind to tell the world bye-bye. Hey, come on, stand that high. Let the world know how, that you don't have anything to offer me anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus, out of my heart, I have a mind made up. Stand up alive. So it's running up a God like never before. Desire more of God, the zeal of God this morning. I know the most thing. God, we need to thank you the most, God. We need to thank you the most. Sometimes, God, hey, we just, you might be put you on the backside of the soul, God. Oh, God, but let us come forth. Let us come forth like never before. In you, God. Only in you. Out of motion, God. Only in you, God. You are the one that will make a way out of no way, God. Oh, God, this morning, God. Out of motion. We thank you, Lord. Out of motion, I thank you, God. I say hallelujah, out of motion, God. Regardless of what situation it is, God. I get to say thank you, Lord. I get to say thank you, God. This morning, Lord, to come to the boat, shake up. These things we ask this morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the boat, shake. And the precious Holy Ghost this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God, this morning.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, come to
my mother, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Let it permeate. Let it permeate.
Thank you, Lord.
For your people, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, a wonderful Wednesday morning, you say, have your way, Holy Spirit.
Have your way, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We just lean all down at your feet. That you take it at once. That we don't have to deal with it anymore. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Praise God. Answer from you, Lord Jesus.
Through
your Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Let it be so.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
That body right now.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we're going to pray. because of his son Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus,
that came and paid the price and gave his blood as a sacrifice.
Yes,
for every feet and everybody on his feet.
Yes, Lord.
And he said,
thank you, Lord.
He said,
thank you, Jesus.
He said, thank you, Lord Jesus, and have
Yes, Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Oh, yes.
What a mighty God. What a mighty
God. Yes, Lord.
We serve. What a mighty God. That's awesome in all of his power.
Yes, he is.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That's awesome.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you,
Lord Jesus,
for everything and all things,
Lord
Jesus. This morning, we give
you
thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, bless
you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Well,
amen.
The Marquis says, "Well, why worry when my walk blessed?"
Hey, Jesus.
Do you feel that you're blessed this morning? I don't see why not,
Lord.
Amen. You're here.
Amen.
God,
hallelujah.
You to be here one more time in the land of the living. Oh, yes. That meant that he had something special for you and for me on this morning. Bless his holy name. Oh, yes. Yes. New life. New beginning. A new thing. A new day. In Christ Jesus on this morning. Oh, yes.
Amen.
What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
Oh, yes. The angels before him, heaven and earth adore him.
Yes, Lord.
What a mighty God. Oh, yes.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
That the angels sing.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. His holy name. Say it. Holy, holy, holy.
Yes, Lord.
His name. The Lord thy God lifted up high and mighty.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Holy. Holy, holy.
Yes, Lord.
His name. And he is awesome. And wondrous, and all of his glory and power on today. Can't you feel Can't you feel his spirit moving all over you this morning? Oh, bless his holy name.
Yes, Lord.
Glory,
hallelujah.
For his love is never ending. His grace and his mercy endureth forever. Upon
Amen.
All of them.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yay.
He's
Amen.
In all of his splendor. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
God, we
want
to thank you. Oh, glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If it had not been for you, Lord God, on our side, where would we be?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory be to God.
God bless you all. Amen. We're having some technical difficulties, but I thank God for each and every one of you this morning, because God is able. God could do exceedingly and abundantly above all things. Amen. We just don't want to. Amen. He's trying to get that straightened out. Got some technical issues going on in the background, but God bless you all. How you doing this morning? God bless you, Mother Jackson. How you doing? Amen.
Good. Good. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Smith, I think you might want to try to use another phone. You got some music going on in the background that is interfering in the background with the, your with the broadcast. Amen. We're going to see if we can get this. He still got it going on, but God bless you all. And I just thank God for what he is doing, and we give God glory for everything that he is doing, because God is worthy to be praised. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all
Lord,
that God done done for us, you can't help but get excited. Listen, you can't, you really, when you think of the goodness of God, you really, nobody don't really have to tell you to go and find a church. They don't have to tell you to go and worship the Lord. Nobody don't have to tell you to give God a prayer. Matter of fact, you don't even have to tell me to get up and go and pray or commune with the Lord. Amen. When you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for you, your soul can do nothing but get excited. You cannot let you get but excited for everything that God is doing within you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I just thank God for you all. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Smith. I think we got this situation under control. Now, God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. There you go. God bless you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. Praise God. I'm still trying to dial in here. There we go. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
And the truth ain't in him. Amen.
Amen. Anytime
you hear from the Lord, here comes the devil trying to throw in his little 2 cents, his little monkey wrench. This morning, when the truth is not in it, praise God.
Amen.
Because this morning, I'm just going to talk a little bit about, amen, praise God, being born again. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. And we're going to come out of Matthew. Excuse me, that's John, the 3rd chapter. Amen, praise God, beginning at the 1st verse. Amen. John, the 3rd chapter, that's Big John, the 3rd chapter, beginning at the 1st verse. I don't know how far I'm going to go down there. I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit lead, praise God. But we're talking about being born again. I don't think a lot of times, you know, people get an understanding of what being born again really entails. Amen. Praise God. And it reads as such. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, which means teacher, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do the things, do the miracles that thou doest, except God be with him.
Amen.
Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Amen. Well, praise God.
Amen.
We all know we're grown. We can't go back that way. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. We're grown. Praise God.
Amen.
So Jesus answered and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Let's us know that when we are born of the flesh from our mother's womb, we can't go back into our mother's womb. That has happened already. Amen. And each day we're growing and we're getting bigger and bigger. Amen. Praise God. So we can't go back that way. Amen. And
Amen.
So, well, because we can't go back that way and we must be born again, then we got to be born again in another light. Amen. Praise God. And here Jesus is talking about the light of being born in the spiritual realm. Amen. Because God is a spirit and we're his children and we was born in that nature. Praise God. Amen. So,
amen.
So as we move along here, amen, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth, whether it list, amen, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh. So this is the wind. We can't see the wind. We can hear it. We can feel it. Amen. But we can't tell. We can't see it. Amen. And whether it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the of God is lacking unto the wind. Amen. Praise God. He is a spirit. Can you see the spirit of God? No. But you definitely can feel him. Amen. So it's like the wind. You feel it. You hear it. Amen. But you don't see it. Amen.
Amen.
So this is talking about coming in belief. Amen. And faith. So all that is mixed in there when we're talking about spirit of God. Amen. And so Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that which we do know and testify to that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. Amen. So Jesus is saying, you know all these things, so why don't you receive? Why don't you believe? Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Why don't you believe me, man? What's wrong with you? Why don't you believe me? Amen.
Amen.
For I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not. How shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Amen. I'm going to stop right here for a minute. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to move somewhere else. Praise God. If I can get my phone, come back up here. Amen. Praise God. Being born again, John 3. So, in the Greek, the word spirit, pneuma, it is spelled P-N-E-U-M-A. The P is silent. Pneuma denotes the wind that blows, amen, and in a spiritual sense defined as the Holy Spirit, amen. And then, you know, he talked about the water, which is a natural occurrence, amen. It's colorless, amen, fluid that forms lake, oceans, and rivers, amen. Praise God. So he said we must be born again of the spirit, and we must be born again of water, which denotes new birth. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
One more little thing here I want to go to here. Praise God. Amen. Talking about being born again on today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Being born of the Spirit is also referred to as the new birth. The new birth is the work of believer in a right relationship. You get that? It's something that our apostle has been preaching on for the longest. Your relationship with God. It is the work of God, not of man. Amen?
Amen.
You hear what it says? It's a work of God and not of man. And it is a relationship that when you are born again into a man, the household, and the family of God, amen, that you are born into the Spirit, and that your new birth, amen, is in the water. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
So,
amen.
On to this, amen. If you have not been born again, where you have went down to the altar and said, Lord, I am a sinner. Forgive me for all of my sins. And you've done this, praise God, from your mouth. For confession is spoken out of the mouth. Amen. Confessing your sins before Almighty God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And telling the Lord that you know you want to repent and you want him to take all of those sins and you want him to throw them into the sea of forgiveness, that you want him to make you clean and whole,
amen,
that you can start all over again in a new birth in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will come in and serve him in spirit and in truth. Praise God.
Amen.
And that's all it takes. And then once you've done that, praise God, you become a disciple of Christ. So you follow him. You follow his teachings, his principles.
Amen.
You follow everything that he has for you in his holy living word. Praise God. To live a holy and righteous life on today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And if you've turned away from that, come back. Praise God. He said he's married to the backslider. Come back.
Amen. Amen.
Get down on your knees and repent to him. Amen. He'll forgive you if you repent. But you got to come and confess with your mouth and repent to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And when you do this, out of the sincerity of your heart on today, God is faithful and just to forgive you of all of your sins.
Amen.
You know, he said we all sin and come short of the glory of his Father. Oh, yeah. But we don't have to stay in that state anymore.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
For all we have to do is follow Jesus. Follow Jesus and have no turning back. No turning back.
Amen.
But go back into what we come out of, that muck and that miry clay. That pigsty, that pig pen, that lifestyle that we used to live, we don't have to live it anymore. But we can look up to the author and the finisher of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ, that was bringing us into his fold, take us under his wings. Praise God.
Yes.
And
hallelujah.
Praise God. And care for us on today.
Amen.
Being born again of the Spirit and of the water, praise God. Glory,
amen.
Hallelujah. Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like
amen.
It. You can't find
not
nothing no better. I guarantee you, nothing better, praise God, than being born again and serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And then going to heaven where he has a home. Oh, glory, hallelujah. In a mansion, inside a mansion for you and for me. Streets paved with gold. No more sickness. No more sorrow. No more this. No more that. You don't have to deal with it anymore. For we'll be with him to live forever.
Amen.
Forever.
Amen. Amen.
God, forgive me. Amen.
Amen.
For Christ. For Christ. You want to live. For Christ, you want to die. You want to be born again, that you can be a part of that glorious family of God. Oh, yes. Chosen generation. A royal priesthood. Oh, yes. You and I, kings kings and queens of the Most High God. Of the Most High God on today.
Amen.
Amen. So why worry? Why worry when our walk is blessed when we are born again into the kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
But we can turn everything over to God. Amen. All of those cares, all of those worries, we don't need to have. Amen. We don't need to carry on our back. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. We can drop
Amen.
Them off. We can break the chains on today. Glory, hallelujah. The chains God will break for you and for me. And we can
Amen.
Keep them broken away that weight is no longer on your back. Praise God. When you accept him as Lord and Savior in your life on today.
Yes.
That's what Jesus is saying to each and every one of us. Come unto me, who are heavy laden and laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Jesus is not a taskmaster. Excuse me. To put tasks and weights upon you. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, no. He's not. He's not. But he is love. Oh,
yes.
He made us out of his love. Praise God. So come on. Come on. As they say, get with the program. If you have not accepted the Lord into your life, if you backed away from that, come on back. Come on.
Amen.
Come on. Come on back into the fold of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
On today. Amen. He will
yes.
give you rest unto your soul. Oh, yes, he will. Amen. Well, that's all I have, and at this time, I'm going to turn it over to our pastor there for remarks. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen, amen. Pastor Smith. Amen. God bless
amen.
All of you. You know, we're going to also continue this tomorrow, too, as well, because it's very important, because we really got away from the being born again message. Amen. We really got away from it, but it's very important. You hear me, Dr. Smith?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Amen. Amen. I want to send a shout out to First Lady too. Amen. But we really got away from it, and I really want to get into it, break it really down. We want to break it down very clearly for people really to understand, because have some individuals, you know, throughout the world and all over the world, they really trying to grasp a whole of that scripture when it says been born again, and you know, especially been born again by the Spirit, and you know, the water and different things like that. Well, I'm just going to go into just for a tad little bit, because Pastor Smith really was hitting on all cylinders in it. But a tad little bit, especially when it says been born again by the Spirit. First of all, when it's dealing with by the Spirit, it's dealing with a paradigm shift. A paradigm shift within your mind. It's dealing with a life changing. Whenever you finna get ready to make a life changing or come into something new, what happened? Your mindset began to shift into that area. And you begin to do what? You begin to learn the new. You begin to be taught the new. So first of all, you have a paradigm shift in that being born again. In other words, you become a babe in Christ. You become a baby in Christ. And now you begin to learn to live the life. Amen? You begin to learn to live the life. That's where the book of Ephesians, of where God shot up when it talks about I gave some pastors or some apostles, some teachers and evangelists. That's where this comes in at. And they are also called, my God, they are called governors. So somebody that is governor in your life, other words, a mother or a spiritual father that's going to help raise you in the spirit realm because now you are new. You know, it's just like you have a mother and father in the natural. Well, God is going to put a mother and father with you in the spirit realm, and most of the time it'd be your pastor. You can have more than one mother or more than one father. Amen. Like in ADM, we have two pastors. You know, it's Pastor Temple and also it's Pastor Smith. You know, Pastor Smith. Pastor Smith is also a father, a spiritual father to the sheep or to the body of Christ. Also, we have Pastor Barbara Smith. Amen. She's a mother, amen, to the body of Christ as well. So God will put a spiritual governor. This is the shifting paradigm of the mind. You got to have to accept your governor family. You got to accept your spiritual leader. If you don't accept it, you mess up your growth. It's so many people right now are living their life, they've been raised up in the spirit realm, in spiritual growth as orphans. Orphans is the individuals without a mother or father, and they begin to raise their self. They begin to grab their own interpretation, their own study. That's why we have a lot of this wild stuff going on in the gospel, because a lot of people are raising their self. My God, I really want to get back into spiritual maturation, spiritual growth, because a lot of people raising their self. Then you get some people think they're grown. They think they're grown and they're ready to get out. That's in the spirit realm. They think they got it. They don't have a couple of dreams. They don't have this. And guess what? They want to take on a responsibility trying to raise a newborn or trying to raise something that God have not approved. So what happened is they found out that the job is too hard and the job is too difficult. They abandoned the spiritual baby. So many of you have been abandoned in the spirit. So now you begin to raise yourself and you're finding out that by you raising yourself, you want a life hustle. And it's like it's no peace. It's no joy. You constantly fighting. When I see people that is constantly in a war with the devil, they constantly fighting. At some point in their spiritual war, they had to raise themselves, and they still in a place of survival. They still, at some aspect, they still trying to raise themselves spiritually and not allow the spiritual governors that God placed or assigned to in your life to do their job. That's what their job is for. The book of Ephesians talks about it, upbuilding and edification of the saints. Amen. So we got a paradigm. We're accepting it, a new way of life, a new way of living. Not only we're accepting it, we are willing to learn from the individuals that God approved so we can learn by. Now let's talk about the water. The water is the representation. When it talks about the water and this scripture, it's actually talking about the Holy Ghost. It's talking about the Holy Spirit. It's talking about the Spirit, the Holy Ghost of God. You cannot even access or go into the kingdom of God without being filled or accepting the Holy Ghost. You have to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Many people thinking that they are filled with the Holy Ghost because they can prophesy, because they can have a dream. The Bible says gift comes not with repentance. Amen. Gift comes without repentance. Because you able to have a gift, that doesn't mean you have the Holy Ghost. It's been many of people that deceived many of you in the body of Christ with a gift but with no Holy Ghost. Well, let me go a little deeper for you, your Bible scholar. The Antichrist, the Bible speaks of and talks about the Antichrist. The Antichrist got a gift. The Bible tells you how he's going to deceive a lot of people with these healings, with a whole bunch of stuff that he's going to do. He's doing it with what? A gift. Psychics, they have a what? They have a gift. But guess what? They don't have the what? The Holy Ghost. They don't have the Holy Ghost. So because you have a gift, because you could see this, because you have a dream, because you're able to preach good, because you're able to sing good, water that doesn't make you filled with the Holy Ghost. Baptized in water. That's what it talks about. Not a natural water, but it's talking about a spiritual baptism. To where, watch this, what can wash my sins away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So we're talking about a washing that's dealing with renewing of your what? Of your mind. Excuse me. Dealing with renewing of your mind. So all things are passed away now. All things are passed away. See, many of us, we done came into the body of Christ. We accept him as our personal Savior, but we never had a paradigm shift. Other words, we still on the outside of the door, and we never was born again. We never was born again. We go to church as a religious foundation. We learn about the Bible. We learn about this here. We begin to learn about different things to rebuke the devil, trying to get money to come in our life, get finances turned around in our life, where we should be what? Baptized or born again, for we can have a mind paradigm, or when our minds shift from this world to the spiritual world, now we got to begin to accept the governors or the five folks, excuse me, that God done placed in our life. It has to be. If it's not, you're going to miss it. You're going to really miss it. So I just really want to tap into that so deep and go into that so more. We just don't have the time today. Hopefully we have some more time tomorrow to really go in there and you really understand the point of, my God, being born again, being filled with the Holy Ghost. You cannot begin to walk in the will of God without being born again. Why would God give you something or give you things? See, many of us, we thinking we're in the will of God because of the law. The law bringing us in the will of God. The law what? The law sowing and reaping. Amen. The law sowing and reaping. The different things of the law that we do, and we begin to see results, and you think we are in the will of God. You could be prosperous, but still be out the will of God. The Bible says, what profits a man to go and gain the whole world in what? Lose his soul. He was very prosperous, but guess what? He was out of the will of God. He wasn't born again. He wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen? We have to be filled with the Holy Ghost. There's no way you can be born again without accepting the Holy Ghost or being filled with the Holy Ghost. I just want to share that. My God, God bless you, Pastor Smith. Back to you. I just really want to... I really want to open up a new depth into individuals that want to look at, boy, I know you've been hearing all your life, but I want to open up a new revelation, a new refreshing, so you can see how very important it is, and we can get out of this phrase, I'm playing church. We think it's somebody that anointed. Because they can move a congregation. They can move your spirit. They can move this. And it goes back to what Pastor Smith said earlier. What about your relationship? Born again also deals with relationship. What about your relationship? No way in the world you're born again and you can go and do all this mess and go back to God. No way it's going to happen. You don't cherish your relationship. You have not have a paradigm mind shift that is shifting your mind. My God. Or you probably was an orphan in the spirit that at some point you begin to raise yourself because of church hurt, because you've been hurt. A lot of times people deal with church hurt. They began to take themselves out of the governors, out of the presence of God, out of the structure that God set up, and they begin to raise their self. And that's how you begin to get orphans that has a spiritual mental dysfunction, and they begin to operate just as a spiritual mental dysfunction, and they call it God. No, you just raise yourself, and you don't got to develop a handicap to where you have to humble yourself back down, get rebroken, and allow God to redevelop you again. God bless you. God, back to you, Pastor Smith. I could take all day, all year with this subject right here. God bless you. Back to you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. The Apostle. Amen. Praise God. Those remarks and words, amen, praise God. But I want you to focus in on one word that he kept bringing back up, paradigm. Go and look up paradigm. We already know what shift means. That means to move from one place to another one. Amen.
Amen.
Go look up paradigm and get the definition of paradigm for yourself. Praise God.
Good.
And I think
you
will get a more proper understanding of what God is talking about. Amen. Being born again and getting that paradigm shift. You got one thing about it. If you feel with the Holy Spirit, you ain't going to do the things you used to do. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And I tell you, you move from that old house in that old place, an old way of life, and you done moved to something new, a paradigm.
Amen.
Shift.
That's it.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. We thank God for the word. For the word is rich. Amen.
Amen.
And sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. Praise God.
Hopefully everybody come back tomorrow.
Huh?
Amen. Now, I was saying, hopefully, Pastor Smith, everybody come back tomorrow, and we want to dig a little bit more deeper into that after Deacon Joe give his inspiration scripture. I want to stay in there and dig into that because that is very important how we need to really have a self-evaluation to make sure I'm born again and I'm just not operating off of guilt. Amen.
Amen.
And thinking that I'm born again. Or we could go back
Amen.
And research our life to make sure, is there any areas in my life that I raised myself spiritually that I did not accept the structure or the government of the governors of the five folds in my life because of hurt, because of different things I've seen, because of different things like that. And I pull myself up under my spiritual mothers or fathers, up under the governors, or up under the mentors, and I begin to raise myself, you know. So you need to be rebroken and you need to be redeveloped. You need to be rebroken and redeveloped. And we want to help you. So hopefully you come back tomorrow and we can really dig into it. Bring your aunties, your mother, your father. Some of you need to call some of your pastors. Some of you need to call your pastor because some pastors have been raised up as orphans. And they've been trying to be pastor as orphans or individual that developed themselves. So now one pastor hurt, it's starting to develop. How do you know that, pastor? Because I was there until a paradigm shift happened to me when my mentors got a hold of me and helped deliver me. I'm up there trying to save everybody, trying to help everybody, and I'm pastoring like, hey, let me help her. And I had individuals around me for that, the pastors around now, Pastor Barbara Smith and Pastor Smith, especially Pastor Barbara Smith, and she just goes sideways like, Pastor, I don't know, you know, I think we're doing a little too much. Because at that time, I needed a paradigm shift. Because why? It was an area in me that I raised myself dealing with giving, dealing with different things, because I seen so much erroneous, and I had to want to protect the people. So I pulled myself from up under the government shift of a financial, biblical financials, and I began to raise myself in that area. So now that I'm being led by God in that area, I was led by self on what I went through. Now I had to have a paradigm encounter with God, my God, and it took, watch this, it took one of the fivefold. So now they are my spiritual mentors. They was my governors, my God, to help bring me into a place of deliverance so I could be broken and God could begin to redevelop or re-heal me in that stage. It's nothing wrong with being delivered, saints of God. Deliverance is not all about a devil. It's not all about the devil. See, this is where people don't got the wrong interpretation of you being delivered. No, it's not about the devil when you're being delivered. The deliverance also represents moving from one dimension to the next dimension. And you have to let something go to transition into that next dimension. You are being delivered to the next dimension. You are being delivered into life. When the Bible, when we talk about being born again, a baby is being what? Delivered. It's being delivered what? Into this world, into life. That's what happened going on with you. You are transition, or you having a paradigm, you being delivered into the world. I'm sorry, Pastor Smith, but please come back tomorrow. We want to dig back into this again. Back to you, Pastor Smith. I'm sorry.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All I got to say, You have a God-blessed day, and you come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have a God-blessed day.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.